Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel, the last line on page 244. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Mito Shema'amidim Osa, a bed that you are standing up. You're putting together a bed. So Aser Lohaniach Haraglayim Tchila, you're not allowed to put the legs of the bed up first. Ulahaniach aleim hakrushim, and then to put the bedboards on top and make an oel. Eliyosim hakrushim tchila ba'avir. Rather, you should hold the bedboards up in the air first. The achar kacha raglayim tachteim, and then you stick the legs underneath the bedboards. The hani milikish haraglayim heim dapim mechubarim. This is specifically when the legs are real boards. They're boards. There are boards that are connected together, kemo dofnei hateva, like the boards of a box. Aval raglayim shalmito shalonu. However, the legs of our beds, v'chein raglei hashulchan, and the legs of our tables, which are just four standing legs, they're not boards. So mutter b'chol gavni, that's all mutter. So we're discussing over here where you're putting together a bed. We had boards on the bottom, and then it has krushim on top. So you must put the top up first, hold it in the air, and put the boards underneath it. But that's only if they're actually boards. So you can have walls at a top and a gog, that's a problem. But if it's going to be just poles, like our tables or our beds, then that's totally mutter, however you do it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah gives us a little introduction to the Sif. Hinei kidei shenovin heitev es divrei hasif, in order to understand well the words of this Sif, Akdim Haktama Ketzara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'll give it a short introduction, that way you'll understand this Sif well. V'hu, and that is as follows. The after le'inyan binyan keva. Even though when it comes to regular binyan, permanent building, af im osa eze dover mashu lehosev ala binyan, even if you do just one small thing to add on to the binyan, bein b'mechitzos, bein b'gag, whether it be in the walls or it be in the roof, Chayiv, that is an Issa Daraisa. The Kol Shekeinim Oses Kol Hagag. Certainly if you're putting the entire roof up over a Binyan Kavua, certainly that's an Issa Daraisa. Mikol Makom Le'inyan Ol Arai. However, when it comes to what we're discussing over here, a temporary tent, Lo Asru Ba'osa Es Hagag L'chud. Chazal did not answer it if you're just making the roof alone. In lo sha'osa es hagag kidei lohogin bipnei hachama ve'agashom ve'kayotze bazeh. Unless you're making the roof to protect from the sun or from the rain, then it would be a problem. But if you're making it all awry, and your goal is not to protect what's underneath it, if you're doing it for protection from the sun or the rain, or something similar, then it's a little bit like an oel. But if you're putting something together and you're not doing it for the area underneath for protection, lo asru, Chazal did not asur it, ki in ba'ose gam ha-mechitzos arai she'tachto b'shabbos. So the only asur in ol arai that's being made not for protection for underneath, if you first put up the walls and then you put up the gag. So again, when it comes to a binyan kavua, so whatever you added to it, whether it be in the walls or in the gag, it's going to be issa daraisa, certainly if you did a full gag. When it comes to an ol arai, so then there's a chilek. The gag alone is going to be usher if you're doing it to protect what's underneath it from the sun or the rain. But if you're not doing it for protection, it will only be usher midrabbanan if you put up the mechitzos and you put up the gag on Shabbos. Gam lo asru ki'in b'sha'asa kaseder. And even then, when it's asr, if you put up the walls and the roof, all on Shabbos, it's only if you did it in the regular order. Meaning, mitchila ha-mechitzos, you first put up the walls, v'yachag ha-chakisu, and then the covering. Da'oz domek tas la'ol keva, then it's a little bit like an ol keva. Avalim asa la'hepech, but if you do it the opposite way, so lo asru, the rabbanan did not asr. So that's what we're discussing in our sif over here. You're making a bed. You're not doing it for underneath to protect from the sun or the rain. You're doing it to sleep on top of it. And therefore, it's only going to be usher if you first put the boards and then you put the gag on top. And that's why the Mechaber says you switch the order. First hold over the gag, and then put the boards, which are the legs, inside afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah ends off this sif katan and says, V'yesh poskim shesovrim debeinon sheyia tzarech gamkein la'avir shatachtov. There are those poskim that hold that you need also that you're doing it for the airspace underneath. The kavose poskim mechaber l'kamom is of Zion. And like that, the mechaber poskim is later on in Siv Zion. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Ches, he begins the explanation of the Sif. Again, the Mechaber started off and said, a mita that you are standing up, it's usher to place the boards first and then to place the covering on top. B'dikto kasav lashon zeh. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber was very exacting when he used the language of usher lahaniach haraglayim tchila ulahaniach aleim akrashim. He talks about placing the walls, the boards, and then placing the krushim, which is going to be the roof. So very exacting, he used this lashon, like we just saw in the introduction, the davka lahaniach aser. It's davka, if you're placing the nanus, going to be aser. The havei bazek kemaser lasas mechitzas lohel. Because then you're beginning to make the walls of the ohel. The aser kishameniach akakach krushim lebala. Then it's going to be aser when you place the boards that are going on top after you place the walls. But if the legs, the boards, were already in place in this location before, so mutter lahaniach akrashim aleihem, then you're allowed to put the boards that go on top on Shabbos, v'kanabas, v'kotin yizan, like we just said before in the introduction. When you're making an ol arai, for really what's going to be used on top, it's only usher if you first place the boards and then you place the gag. If the boards are there already, you just place the gag, it's not a problem. Ach, im hamita rechava biyoser, if it's a very wide bed, so then usher ladas ha-magan avram b'sivkotun chav aleph, then it's in fact going to be usher according to the magan avram in sivkotun chav aleph, afilu b'ofen zeh, even in this manner. Ayin shom b'sif yud gimel ma'ashenitl b'zeh, look over there in sif yud gimel, what we'll write about this soon. Sivkotun yutes. So he said it's usher to place the raglayim tchila, and then to place on them the krushim. Duhu kederech binyan. Because by putting the raglayim first and then the krushim on top, you're doing it the regular way of building. The haraglayim heim bechitza. The legs are the walls. The hakrushim shel hakisuihu kumo gag. And the boards that you're putting as the covering of the bed, that's like the roof. V'nimtza ka'osa ol b'shabbos. And it's like you made an ol on Shabbos. The al kain tzarech l'shanos. Therefore, zakta Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says you have to switch it around. Le'echos akroshim shel akisui ba'avir, to hold the boards that are going to be the covering in the air. The achar koch loseis mitachtav haraglayim, and then to stick that which is going to be the legs, the boards, inside afterwards. Tehu shelo kederach binyan, that will not be the regular way of building. So that is point number one of the Mechaber, that if you're putting together a bed, and you're placing the boards down first, which are going to be the walls, and then you're placing the krushim on top, that will be usher, but rather you have to hold the krushim, which are going to be the top first, and then stick in the boards that are going to be the legs, the walls of the binyan afterwards. Then the Mechaber said, this whole discussion is if the legs are boards, and it's like making mechitzos, but if the legs are like the legs of our beds, or like our tables, that's not what we're discussing here. That's 100% fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav, Hatam, the reason is, the Ba'ol Arai Kazeh, in this kind of temporary tent, She'eno Miskavin Ba'asiyosu L'Shem Oel Shetachtov, where you have no kavona in making this oil for that which is underneath it, Elulet Tashmish Acher Al Gabav Milmala, you're making a bed. You want to sleep on top of the bed, so you're making it bigger for the top. The rakman neila nasa kim oel lamata, just automatically, by making a bed to sleep on top, you're automatically forming an oel underneath. So then lo ostru elok eshaose gam mechitzas saftav. Then Chazal only asked it if you make the mechitzas underneath it. The hecha shepore sadinu machzelos l'shem oel, and when you're spreading out a sheet or a mat l'shem oel alone, Kigon lahogim b'bnei achama v'geshamim. For example, you're spreading these things out to protect from the sun or the rain. O kadeshia roilish tamish tatab ezadover. Or you want to have some other specific use underneath this oel. Aser af below mechitzos, like we saw in Sukkot Yotayim. So that's going to be aser even without making the walls. So if you're just making an oel arai, but it's for the use underneath for protection, or for another use, then just placing the OL, the top, the gag is going to be usher. In our case, you really want the top of the bed. The nailer, you're making the OL underneath it, that's only going to be usher if you first put up the boards, the mechitzos, and then you put the gag on top. Ukahid esif beiz besofo, like we saw yesterday, at the end of esif beiz. Kosav ha-Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, the listo nekev sha'oshen yotze, to close up the hole that the smoke comes out of, shekoren koymen, which is like the chimney, bikar shel tevin. You want to plug up your chimney with a pillow made of straw, the kiyotzebo, or something similar, Efsher da'aser. It could be that's going to be forbidden, says the Magen Avraham. Why? Since this chimney really has walls already, it has its own walls. So have ka'osa oel betchila. It's like you're making an oel initially. And it's not similar to that which we were matter in Simon Shinyud Gimel. Listom haruba shebagag. To close up the hole in the roof, mitam dehurako safas olarai, because in that case we said it was mutter. You're only adding to an olarai. Hasam over there haruba eino machzik elamiktas agag. There was a whole roof and there was a skylight. There was an opening in the middle of the roof, but it wasn't the entire roof. That was mutter. That's being mosif an olarai. Aval kansha nekev shahoshan yotze. But here with a hole that the smoke is coming out of. It incorporates all of the area that the walls around it are surrounding. It's a chimney like we have. It's all walls and there's a hole in the middle. So havi ayidei stima sakar ke gagal mechitzos. So then by plugging it up with this pillow, you're placing a gag on the mechitzos. Now when you read this, you should be bothered. We just said if the walls are there already and you just put the covering on, it's not a problem. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion Chav Zayin, he addresses this point, and he says, "V'afsha mechitzos asuyos mikvar." Even though these walls of the chimney were made already, "V'lo nechshav le'inyan ol arai k'mechitza," and that doesn't count l'gabi an ol arai for a mechitza if it was already there. "U'kamo shekosva ataisus demitamze mutter lahasir k'deir al-gabi kira." For that reason, Tosa says you're allowed to return a pot to an oven. "Afsha shom yesh gam kein b'kira mechitzos." Even though you have walls around the kira, by putting the pot on top, you're making a gag over mechitzos. That was mutter, because the walls were there already. So why over here are we saying by plugging up the chimney that has existing walls, or the pillow is going to be a problem? So efshir dahacha. It could be that over here, says the Chavetz Chaim, kevan dekavanoso b'stimoso listom hanekev. Since your intention over here is to close up the hole, and Yitaka trying to make a closure, you're making a binyan, so adiv tfei mikedeira agabe kira. Maybe this is more problematic than putting a pot on top of a kira. A pot on top of a kira, you just want the pot to be there, you don't care at all about the gag underneath, but over here, you're trying to plug up the chimney and stop the smoke from going out, you want to keep the heat in, so even though the walls are existing, says the Magen Avraham, maybe this is more problematic. Back to the Mishabura. Ulefizeh, according to this, it's poshet, it's obvious, dim hanekev hu bakosa menatzad. If the hole of the chimney would not be up on the roof, it would be rather on the side in the wall. Mutter listom bakar, that would be mutter. Duhu rak tosefes mechitza ba'alma, that's only adding onto a mechitza, that's not making a gag, and that would be mutter. Od kosa, the Magen Avraham writes further, the blech sha'asui b'koymin, if you have some metal piece that's blocking the chimney, the kavua sham, it is set there, mutter listom bo b'shabbos yomtov, you're allowed to close it on Shabbos and yomtov, the whole of the kavua sham have kedelas, since it's set there, it's like a door that you open and close, that would be mutter. So that is the Magen Avraham. He says maybe putting this pillow into the chimney to block up the smoke, maybe that's going to be usher. V'ayim b'tosefes Shabbos akosav. Look in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos who writes, "D'madim istapeg haMagen Avraham." That which the Magen Avraham has a suffix, "Hu davka k'shachor sha'oshen yotzei hu machzik shosha tefachim." It's davka if the hole that the smoke is going out through is three tefachim or more. De'ilav hachi, because if it's less than three tefachim, amrinan loved. Then we would say loved on that opening. V'havei k'sasim, and it's like it's closed already, v'shari, and then you would be allowed to plug it up with a pillow. So Zakta Tosefes Shabbos, the whole suffix of the Magen Avraham is only if that hole of the chimney is three tefachim or more, where there's no loved. Ukein masha kosav l'malah b'siv beis, similar to what we said above in siv beis. Acha prima gadam lo pshita le davar zekol kach, to the prima gadam, this is not so simple, ayin sham. Umikom okom nire, still it appears, that hasomech ala Tosefes Shabbos lohisid, if one relies on the Tosefes Shabbos, and it's less than three tefachim to plug it up with a pillow, that's going to be fine. The belav hachi davar zeh roughly who eats ala Magen Avraham gufa. Because anyway, this discussion is not so pashut to the Magen Avraham. He only said efshir. Efshir that it's aser. And the efshir that mechitza shetatav lo chashivim mechitzas linyan zeh hol shasu is mekfar. Like we saw in the Shaar Tzion. Maybe the fact that the walls existed already is not even aser according to the Magen Avraham. So since anyway, the whole thing is a savi to the Magen Avraham, so you could certainly rely, if you need, on the Tosefes Shabbos. this, that if it's less than three, you could say, love it, it's as if it's closed already, so you're not doing anything but by putting the pillow over there. This is all discussing when down below in the fireplace or in the oven, you don't have any coals that are fiery. The ilav hachi, if there is a fire going on down below, b'chol gavni aser liyisrael listo masachor lamala, then no matter what, it's going to be aser for a Jew to close up the hole on the chimney. Da yideisti maso gorim kibul agacholim, by closing up where the smoke comes out of, you are in essence extinguishing the fire down below on the coals. The after einu mechavin laza, even though that might not be your intention, you're trying to keep the heat in, psik reishu, that is a psik reisha, by closing up the hole, you're putting out the fire. Ukein ma shekasa b'simen reish nun tes b'sofo u b'simen reish ayin zayin siv aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Kotel Chav Aleph. So again, the Mechaber said that the whole discussion about switching the order or being a possible problem is only when the legs are dapim mechubarim like the dofnei ateva, they're boards. And therefore, you're actually making mechitzos, but if they're legs, no problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'simin tov kuf beis kosova beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, V'bo'inon sheyu ha-mechitzos magian ad la'aretz. To be a problem of putting the legs first, which are boards, and then putting the gag on top, is only if the legs reach the floor. Ach, im samuch la'aretz pachos mishlosha, but if the boards reach within three tefachim of the ground, shom ein ha-dofen magia, and from there and below the walls don't go further down, it's still considered they're attached to the ground. Amrina baze loved. There we say loved. So it's lav dafka that the boards have to go all the way down to the floor within three tefachim. We say loved. It's the same problem to then put the gag on top. Ule inya teva sheyesh la shulayim, in terms of a box that has a bottom, gam milamata kemo teva shekor and shulaf bank. So ayin besif yud gimel mashinat baze. We'll discuss that later in sif yud gimel. Sif kadon chabez. We said this is only a problem when you have boards on the, as the legs of the bed, like the boards of a box. Kosav Ataz, Ataz writes, the after batur isa dalid dapin mechubarim. Even though the tour writes over here, you have to have four boards that are attached to be a problem. Lav dafkahu. He doesn't specifically mean that you have to have four boards placed by the bed in order to be usher to place the gag on top. Because when it comes to a bed, where it's normal to use the airspace underneath the bed to place your shoes, the kayotze baze or similar things, so aser afilu kishiyesh lo rak shnei dapin. It will be aser even if you only have two boards mishnei tzadim from the two sides hamagiyon laris that reach down to the ground. The bishtayim levad choshev olam mechitzos, because two boards alone with a covering on top, that's considered an oel already. Like we'll see later in Sefav le'inyan chavios, we'll see that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. V'chein kosvu shari achronim, so too write the other achronim. Not like the tour, you don't need, it's lavdafka the tour, you don't need to have four boards to be a problem of four boards in a gag. Two boards by a bed in a gag is going to be a problem as well. Aval b'shulchan, when it comes to a table, the matir ha-shulchan aruch, that the shulchan aruch is matir, hu afilu k'shiyesh lo mat mechitzos, so that's even if there are a little bit of walls there, ve'eno osar elu k'shiyesh lo dalet dapin mikol ad sodin kamoteva. That's where you need to have four walls to be a problem, not by a bed, but by a table. When you have four boards underneath for a table, that's when it's a problem of making it oval when you put the top board on top. Because without having four walls around the bottom of your table, you are not going to use the airspace underneath your table. So it's different, a table and a bed. A bed you would use to put your shoes, a table you don't use, and therefore a bed will be usher. Two boards and a top, and a table would only be usher, four boards and a top. If you don't use the area underneath it, it's not called an oel, like we'll see later in Siv Zayin. V'alkein, therefore tzaruch sheyeh lo dalet dapin mikol ha-tzadin kamoteva. Therefore the table in fact has to have four boards on all sides like a box. Da'oz roi l'shtamesh baviro, only then it's considered fit to be using the airspace underneath when it's totally enclosed. V'yesh me'achronim shemitzadin lohokel b'hashulchan. There are those achronim that lean to be more lenient when it comes to a table. L'haniach olav hadaf milamala, to place the board on top. Afilu k'sheish lo arba mechitzos mikol tzad. They say even if you have four boards by the table on the bottom, you could still place the board on top. The mistoma ain't sarach lavir shatachtav. Because we could assume you don't have any use for the airspace underneath the table. Im lo shedarko lehishtame sham. Unless it's your way to use it underneath. And therefore, if you have the four boards there, you place the board on top, it's going to be mutter according to those achronim. Ach loshen ha-shulchan aro shakasa, but the loshen ha-mechabe who writes, v'chein raglei ha-shulchan. The Mechaber said, therefore, the legs of our tables that are just legs, they're not boards, is mutter. It's mashma de bishulchan. It's mashma that when it comes to a table, im hayu mechitzos, if there were in fact boards there, hayagam kein tzarach lahachmir, you would have to be machmir, not like these achronim. The alkein, therefore, the bottom line, nochom bevadei lochosh liver ataz, one for sure should be concerned with the words of the taz, lechos hadaf ba'avir. When you want to put together a table, hold the board on top, v'yachnisu tachtav haraglayim, and put the legs underneath. This is all only a problem when you're moving the legs from place to place. So you're putting down the boards underneath and then you're putting the board on top. That's when it's a problem. So then when you place everything together, it's like you're putting together an ol. You're first putting the boards and then you're putting the top. But if the boards are already set up in that place, then even according to the Taz, you're allowed to put the top board, even though you have four walls all around, if they were there already and you didn't put up the walls, like we saw in Akdama, you can place the board on top. Exactly what we saw earlier, Lagabi the Mita, the same thing would be true over here by the Shulchan. Sivkotan Chav Gimel. So again, we said if you have regular legs like we have nowadays of a bed or of a table, there's no restrictions because by putting the board on top, it's not an oil. It's not being made for underneath, so you have to put the boards down. There are no boards here, and therefore it's not an oil to put it on top, and you don't have to switch the order. Everything goes. One point to keep in mind, the Mishnah Berurah says. So it's mutter b'chol gavni, the raglei hamitos v'shulchano shalonu ein lahem mechitzos. Because our beds and our tables don't have walls, they have poles, and that's not a problem. V'niren, it appears, the kol zek eshaya rafui. After all, we're talking about putting together a bed and a table. There should be other problems besides the ol arai. You're making a kli. So zakta mishabura, it appears that all this is talking about when you're doing everything loose. But if the tabletop is stuck in very strong to the legs, even though there are no boards, there are just legs like we have, which is very commonplace by tables, Osir mishum binyan. You have a separate iser. Forget building an ol arai. You're doing binyan. Va'afilu im ata ino toke b'chozek. And even if you're not putting it in so tight right now, im darko tomet lios mehudak v'takua b'chozek. If the normal way to do is to tighten it very much, so gam kein yesh li zor b'zeh. Even if you're doing it looser, you still have to be careful. It's still going to be forbidden. Ukumo l'inyan aruchos amita. Like we saw earlier by the bedboards. If it's normally made to attach to the legs very strong, it was a problem even if you do it a looser way. It has to be that it's normal to do it roughly. We'll stop here and continue with Sivdalud Emirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.